Welcome to another meditation session from Land of Joy. So we'll be continuing our concentration practice where we are attempting to develop our mindfulness and alertness. So we'll do two meditations. The first one using an object of focus being the breath. And then after a short break, we'll do a second meditation where we'll use a formless or objectless meditation technique to further our concentration. So for both of these practices, the physical posture is important. Our mental posture, if you will, is reflected by our physical posture. So in our mind, we are looking to be neither too tight, which can engender many thoughts, busy mind, but neither do we wish to be too relaxed. We don't want to become sleepy and dull or even fall asleep. So we need to find some balance point where our mind is alert and yet relaxed. So in order to do this, we begin with our physical posture, which again can be upright, which reflects the alert quality of our mind, but also relaxed. Not too tight, not too much tension. Just enough effort, enough tension to maintain the posture without slumping, but not too much tension that we become tight. So this is a very ancient meditation instruction. Not too tight, not too loose. And this is an instruction that applies just as much today as it has done over millennia of people meditating. So we turn our mind to our body and start looking at our posture. So the first thing that we can look at is our spine. Our back should be straight and upright. You can imagine that each of the vertebrae of our spine are resting just nicely one on top of another. Not leaning forward or backwards or to either side. And we feel that our head is just balanced nicely on the top of our spine. You can imagine somebody just tugging on a hair right on the crown of our head, just to pull everything into alignment so that our head is just balanced naturally and straight on the top of the spine. Just have the chin tucked very slightly in towards the throat. This just promotes the crown of the head being upright. Make sure that we're not introducing too much tension either into our neck or our shoulders. Just find a nice relaxed posture where the spine and the head are straight and comfortable, upright, and yet relaxed. So our hands can be resting either palm up in our lap, or we can have our hands on the top of our legs, either with the palms up or down. Either way, try to have maybe the elbows just slightly held away from the body. This just allows a bit of circulation of air around the torso. But place the hands wherever feels most comfortable for you. So whether we are sitting on a chair, in which case we can have our feet flat on the floor, the feet facing forward, not crossed, in a posture that allows our upper body to be upright without introducing too much tension, especially into the thighs. So just find that comfortable place for your feet. If we're sitting on the floor, on a cushion maybe, with our legs crossed, again, ensure that the upper body you're holding stable and upright without too much effort. Preferably your knees should be on the floor or on the cushion. If this is difficult for you, maybe you can put an extra cushion under your knees or a rolled up jumper. Just helps you to maintain a stable and balanced posture without using too much muscular effort, which will be tiring. So we turn to our eyes. Our eyes can either be open, especially if we're feeling a bit sleepy. Best to have the eyes slightly open, allow some light in, keep us awake. However, if our mind is very busy, lots of thoughts, then probably better to have the eyes closed. Just helps to calm the mind. And this may change during the course of the meditation. As we become naturally relaxed, then we'll probably find that our eyes will settle into their own posture all by themselves, maybe with the eyelids half open, half closed, just in a very relaxed way. So we just check again through our body. Make sure the back is still straight. The head is resting nicely on the top of the spine. Chin tucked slightly in towards the throat. The hands in a balanced posture, in our lap or on our legs. And then our legs in a posture holds a stable posture for us in the rest of our body without using too much effort. So this is our base posture. As we become familiar with meditation, this becomes like a reference point for us. So if we find during the meditation that our mind has drifted off and maybe our body has become too lax, a little slumped, we can just return ourselves to this posture very easily without thinking too much about it. Maybe some aspect of muscle memory where we train our muscles to be held in a certain way that we remember. Maybe we find that our We've been have a very busy mind, maybe holding on to a lot of tension, some stress. Maybe we'll find that our body has become overly tense, too tight. Again, we can just then let the body relax into our base posture again. So just get a good feeling for what your base posture feels like for you. Let this become a habitual posture. So then we can turn to our mind. What is our mind like now? Is it a busy mind? Lots of thoughts? Maybe plans, worries, regrets, lots of thoughts. Just try to leave those at the door, outside of your meditation space. They'll be there when you finish your meditation. You can go back to them then. Just try to bring the mind to the here and now. Our task at the moment is a meditation. So those plans that we're involved in, just leave that to one side for the time being. We can come back to it later. Maybe our mind is a bit dull, feeling a bit sleepy. Just try to tighten your attention. Maybe focus quite strongly on the meditation object, which for this first meditation will be the breath. Initially, if we are feeling a little bit dull and sleepy, maybe we just need to exert a little more effort. Again, not making ourselves tense or tight, but to exert just a little more effort in pushing our mind towards the object, ensuring that it stays with the object and doesn't wander off. So for the first meditation, we will use the breath as our focus. And for this, we will count the breaths. So firstly, bring our attention to the breath. Just let the breath be as it is. No need to adopt any special pattern to the breathing. Just breathe normally through the nose. Place your attention on the whole breathing process, from the abdomen and the diaphragm, the expansion of the lungs, the movement of air in and out of the nostrils. Just become aware of your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Just each complete cycle of breathing. So as we complete each complete cycle, breathing in, breathing out, we count one. Then we breathe in, breathe out again, and count two. So when we complete a cycle of 10 breaths, we just return our count to one and continue. Don't worry if you lose count. Either you stop counting, particularly if your mind is quite dull and sleepy, you may find that you just forget the count. Don't worry, nothing broken. Just start counting the breaths again. As I say, when the mind's dull and a little sleepy, it's good to just exert a little more effort, just push just very slightly our attention onto the object. Just try to hold it a little more firmly, but without introducing too much tension. Alternatively, maybe we'll find that our mind have wandered off, and when we come back, we find that we're counting 15, 16, we've gone straight through 10. Again, don't worry, nothing broken, nothing harmed. Just return to 1. Just return the count and continue with the meditation. So we breathe in, breathe out, count 1. Breathe in, breathe out, and count 2. So maybe place your attention particularly on the out-breath. With each out-breath, just let everything just go out with the breath. Any worries, tensions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, just mount them on the out-breath and just let them leave all by themselves. Also attend to the moments between the out-breath and the next in-breath. Just try to find that place where the lull between the two breaths and just where the next inhalation begins. Just try to identify that spot. Without any tension, so just for the next few minutes, we just continue with counting the breaths and just observe the process. Just place your attention on your breath. Be aware that you are breathing. Okay, so from our attention on our breath, we just expand our awareness through our body. Let's become aware of the legs and arms, fingers and toes, top of your head. Become aware of the space around you. And when you feel ready, you can just open your eyes and come back to the room. Okay, thank you. So now we'll just take a couple of minutes just to relax. Move about if you feel that you need to. Just try to keep some measure of focus. Don't go off and make a phone call or start chatting or anything that's going to disrupt your attention. Just have a break. And then in a minute or two, we'll come back and proceed with the second meditation. Okay, so for the second meditation, this will be one of the meditations that we've done before called Joyful Resting. So this is an objectless meditation. So now we try to achieve mindfulness and alertness through simply resting the mind without any particular focus. In fact, our task, if you like, is to continually drop any focus that our mind wants to latch on to. So to begin, we go back to our base posture. So we ensure our back is straight, the head resting nicely on the top of our spine, the hands in a comfortable position, either in our lap or on top of our legs. The legs and the feet supporting the upper body, with our eyes either open, closed, or maybe now this half open, half closed balance posture. So with our breath, we just breathe through the nose, let the rate and the depth of your breathing be just as it is. Don't interfere with it. Just breathe naturally. So with our mind, we begin by developing a joyous attitude. We can feel fortunate that we are taking some time to explore ourselves, care for ourselves. We are using this incredibly rare opportunity. And we should feel joyous, joyful at having this opportunity. So then we just let the mind rest in whatever way it is. We can say let it rest in its own nature, however that may seem to be for you. Just simply rest the mind. So we don't follow thoughts about the future. Any such thoughts, we just let go of them. So we don't follow any thoughts about the past. If you feel caught up by them, again, just let them go. Neither follow any thoughts about the present moment. Don't analyze the present. Just let things be as they are. Don't even have the thought of meditating. Don't meditate. Just be relaxed. Rest the mind. Just sit and relax in the clarity of your own mind. Just enjoy the flavor of sitting and relaxing your mind with the presence of alertness and mindfulness. Okay, so we just bring our attention through our body. Become aware of the arms and legs, your fingers and toes. Just when you feel ready, just open your eyes, come back to the room. So thank you very much. Keep safe and well, and we hope to see you at Land of Joy before too long.